U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, in Rome for the funeral of Pope Francis, met one-on-one in a marble-lined Vatican basilica on Saturday to try to revive faltering efforts to end Russia's war with Ukraine. Zelensky said the meeting could prove historic if it delivers the kind of peace he is hoping for, and a White House spokesperson called it very productive. The two leaders, leaning in close to each other with no aides around them while seated in St. Peter's Basilica, spoke for about 15 minutes, according to Zelensky's office, and images of the meeting released by Kyiv and Washington. The meeting at the Vatican, their first since an angry encounter in the Oval Office in Washington in February, comes at a critical time in negotiations aimed at bringing an end to fighting between Ukraine and Russia. After Pope Francis's funeral service, Trump boarded Air Force One and departed Rome. While in the air, he published a social media post in which he took a tough tone on Russian President Vladimir Putin. There was no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas, cities, and towns. Over the last few days, Trump posted on Truth Social, 12 people were killed on Thursday when a missile fired by Russia hit a Kyiv apartment block. It makes me think that maybe he doesn't want to stop the war. He's just tapping me along and has to be dealt with differently, through banking or secondary sanctions. Too many people are dying, Trump wrote. Following Trump's remarks, Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said the Senate is poised to move forward on bipartisan legislation that would impose trade sanctions on countries that purchase Russian oil, gas, and other products. The Senate stands ready to move in this direction and will do so overwhelmingly if Russia does not embrace an honorable, just, and enduring peace, Graham posted on X. Trump's post was a departure from his usual rhetoric that has seen the toughest criticism directed at Zelensky, while he has spoken positively about Putin. In a post on social media platform Telegram, Zelensky wrote, "Good meeting. One-on-one, we managed to discuss a lot. We hope for a result from all the things that were spoken about." He said those topics included the protection of the lives of our people, a complete and unconditional ceasefire, a reliable and lasting peace that will prevent a recurrence of war. Zelensky added, "It was a very symbolic meeting that has the potential to become historic if we achieve joint results. Thank you, President Donald Trump. No aides in sight." In one photograph released by Zelensky's office, the Ukrainian and U.S. leaders sat opposite each other in a hall of the basilica, around 2 feet apart, and were leaning in towards each other in conversation. No aides could be seen in the image. In a second photograph, from the same location, Zelensky, Trump, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and French President Emmanuel